Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Jane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air, mate. She's finally looking all right. How are things going in Coffin Bay, given that we can finally get out properly?
The bay, so you've got all your usual suspects around there. Salmon, trout, they're the most active there. There's plenty of them there, easy to catch. We've also got a few legal widen getting around. Snook, tommies, garfish. I want to have a look out for some flatter too shortly. So we've got some better tides starting to pick up in the afternoon. So you never know.
And land-based fishers, they'll be going all right too.
Land-based and boat fishers, they're all doing pretty good there.
Farm Beach, how are things going for the widening out there?
I've heard pretty good reports. Most areas are going pretty good. There's a few spots over there where there's some small fish, you're just going to have to move around a bit. But there's also plenty of garfish. There's some really good garfish out there at the moment. Tommy, snook, squid, and gummy sharks as well.
Yeah, awesome. And Coles Point through Mount Drummond, they'd be firing pretty nicely at the moment with the weather.
Yeah, so the rockfish is there. They're doing pretty good for snook, whiting, garfish, sweep, and a few salmon as well. Now's the time to get out there and give it a crack off the rocks.
And if you've got a boat, word on the street is tuna are finally here.
Yeah, it's really starting to fire up now. So places like the Hummocks and Rocky Island, they seem to be the best areas. But there's a few other spots in between. Sometimes they're in quite close. Other times you've got to go out a fair way. So it's just, you're going to find them where you find them. But they're definitely in much better numbers now than what they were.
Yeah, cool. And your usual suspects would be around too as well, your Samson fish and the like.
For anyone that wants to go after Samsons and kingfish, there's plenty of those in some of those areas out there. Rocky Island seems to be pretty good for that. Also, there's a few spots around the Hummocks as well and Greenly Island. I heard of some real thumpers being caught there in the last few weeks. There's sharks of all size, shape and manner, nanogai, blue morwong, and a few other little bits and pieces.
Yeah, you beauty. And the salmon ewes will be pretty skinny. Any standouts?
Really, Convention Beach, that's one spot where I've heard of a few. But look, all those beaches can have them, but I just haven't heard of too much.
Port Lincoln, how are the kingies going? Are they still around or have they started to thin out?
Off the jetties, they're quite hard to find now, so they seem to have thinned out. But they're in the marina and also the rocks down along Tilka. You'll find them there. You just need to get a bigger tide, any of those rocks, really, even Murray's Point would be worth a crack. They can be anywhere along there.
And I suppose, what is around the jetties if there's not many kingies?
It should be good for all the other fish. Squid, garfish, there's a few whiting off the town jetty and also the main wharf. Tommies and snook, they seem to be the main catch at the moment.
And last week, Louth Bay was doing all right with the yellowfin. Is that still the catch?
Yeah, they're getting better now. So each week, they're getting better. The lure casters up there, they're getting some decent regular catches of yellowfin whiting. From now, we've got those bigger afternoon tides, and it should be really good right through to April.
Yeah, rad. And the blueies, they are getting on really on form, and they're pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, so they've improved a hell of a lot in the last couple of weeks. So I've heard of some really good catches. You do have to put in a bit of time, but once you find them, you can get a real good catch of them. You don't need a lot, though. They're real big crabs. They're full of meat as well. So, half a dozen or eight, that's going to be plenty. But if you want to get a few more, you can. You just got to remember it's a fairly unique fishery we've got here, and those crabs sort of need to be looked after and don't go too hard too early, otherwise they'll thin out pretty quick.
Are the whiting sort of the same as what they are in Coffin Bay? Are they sort of a bit hit and miss with a fair few undersized getting around as well?
Yeah, some areas. Look, generally there's some really big whiting getting around in the bays at the moment. I've heard of them up to 48 centimetres. A few people have caught some real big ones, so that's pretty good. They're all scattered. There's no area that's a real standout at the moment. Just about every area's got whiting. There's not huge numbers, but there's enough for a feed. So there's plenty of other fish you can chase as well. There's garfish, snook, squid, tommies, salmon, trout. There's plenty of different fish that will give you a feed.
And if you just need the whiting, is it better to head off down down through the passage towards Thistle and stuff like that?
Thistle, definitely. That's definitely good if you really want to just target your whiting. So that's the place to go. So there's some good fishing down there, and also Taylor's Landing as well, in around that area. I've heard of a few good catches down there as well.
How's things in terms of tuna? Have they swung around the point there, or are they still just hanging out towards Coffins?
Yeah, they look, I've heard of them at the Neptunes, Biggie Island, and also Roslyn Shoal, but it's not nowhere near as good as what it is out at Coffin Bay. But look, that can just change. We've got this good weather now, so all we need is those right sort of currents to bring those fish around. Hopefully they'll start, you know, really well now.
Yeah, you beauty. And all the other sort of usual species will be out there as well, just basically heralding their arrival.
Yeah, pretty much. If you can't find the tuna, you can get a good feed of Nanigai out there as well.
Tumby Bay, how are things going off the beaches there?
The yellowfin whiting are going really well, so there's some decent numbers being caught up there by both the bait fishers and the lure fishers, and they're good ones too. Okay. And off the jetty, you've got squid, garfish, tommies and snook.
Yeah, wicked. Inshore, things are going all right for gars from what I hear. Is that the case?
Or? Yeah, there's plenty of garfish. They're really good ones up there too. If you want to get a good feed of garfish, they're not hard to find. Just burly up a bit and get them around. But there's also whiting, snook and squid. Pretty much the same story out at the group as well, but probably just a bit better whiting fishing out there.
And Port Nicol Arno Bay, the yellowfin would be thick and throughout there, right?
Yeah, really good. So there's some really good patches, especially up around Arno Bay, the Cow. Heard of some really good catches up there. People have been doing really well. They're easy to catch off the beaches up there. They're quite easy to catch on bait. And anyone that wants to target will start targeting yellowfin whiting. There's a lot more interest now in people wanting to fish for them. Mm. That's a good area, easy place to go and learn how to catch them. Kids will catch them off the beach there, no worries. And off the jetty there, you got a mix of squid, tommies, snook and garfish. Yeah. And bait fishers are getting pretty much the same as well.
Awesome. Consistent. I like it. And your product of the week this week, I've been eyeballing these bad boys because they look magnificent. The Hauco lures, these things, given that we've finally got the tuna in, that's a win in itself. They're a bit late, but hey, better late than never.
Yeah, that's right.
But these things are pretty much gun when it comes to trying to catch yourself a tuna or two, eh? Like, they're proper, good, really bright, and they've got the sort of flash as well with that silver bottom on the blue one here.
Yeah, so these are a couple of colours that we designed ourselves, so you can only get these lures in store in our shop. Mm-hmm. So we've got the TNT color, and that's a dark red back, and then it transitions into a metallic red and then into a silver belly.
Yeah.
And that one just nails them time and time again. Last week when I went out tuna fishing, that was the standout lure by far.
Awesome.
And then the other one is called the Dirty Harry, and that is improved pilchard colour. Yeah. So it's got a dark blue back, and then it transitions into that metallic blue, into silver, and it just gives that maximum shine and that shimmer, so when it's going along in the water, it really stands out. They both work very well.
Really good pop to both of them, and I suppose the thing is, because they've been designed by you guys and they're sold exclusively here, you know that it's really going to work for EP conditions as well.
Yeah, well, we've designed it for here, we've tested it here, they work here. It's proven here. We sell heaps of the red ones over in Adelaide now. I've probably sold this season, we've probably sold more to people bringing up from Adelaide, and they've got onto it. So it works in a lot of different areas now. But
world famous not only across the EP, but statewide.
Start too. The red one we saw a lot in the Victoria as well. So hopefully this year they can actually go fishing. Last year we didn't sell many in there because they weren't allowed to go fishing when they had their tuna season. But
right.
But yeah, this year I reckon they'll jump on board again.
Well, it's certainly worth checking out the TNT. It literally is the bomb, as they say. And where can we come and check out these lures?
We're on 1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
Yeah, fantastic. No, it's certainly worth a gander, and given that they're finally here, what better excuse?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll hang around till about May or something like that now. So yeah, it's plenty of time to get out there and give it a crack.
Definitely. Shane, thanks so much for dropping in, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben.